talking about the names of Jehovah in the mornings, and I didn't get through all that I wanted to. There was another one, Jehovah Rapha. So we pronounce that way. The Lord that healeth me, the Lord my physician. And we'll talk about that again in the next few days. I don't expect anyone to come back to hear it, but you can look that up yourself. It's in Exodus, after they crossed the Red Sea. I like that one especially because the Lord declared himself to be the Lord that heals me. I mentioned that some of these names of Jehovah that we've been studying, they were declared by one of God's servants. Moses called that place Jehovah Nissi, and Abraham called that place Jehovah Jireh, and so on. But there in Exodus 15, the Lord says, I am the Lord. That's something he wanted us to know about him. And sometimes when I pray for those that are sick, I say, Lord, this is something you went out of your way to reveal to us. You wanted us to know that you're the Lord our physician, and that we can bring all of our need, physical need, to you. You know, this salvation is a salvation for body, soul, and spirit. One day God will resurrect these bodies, change them so that we can live forever in the presence of God. But he has purchased these bodies with his own blood. While we're here on earth, going through our trials, we can come to Jesus with all our afflictions and say, Lord, you are the Lord my physician. And experience his touch. Well, the doctors give up and they say there's nothing more they can do. We have a physician who never gives up. And there's always something he can do because he's our creator. And so that one you want to look into if you haven't already. Now, Brother Eddie's been talking every once in a while from John 17, I know, as it comes up in his talks in Ridgewood, Wednesday morning, Friday, and so on. And there's a verse in John 17, 6, you don't have to turn to it, for Jesus praying to his Father toward the end of his earthly ministry, just before he's going to surrender himself to his enemies to be crucified. He says, I have manifested thy name. We were talking about the names of Jehovah. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Another translation says, I have revealed you to those that you gave me. In John 14, go back a few chapters, you know that story where Philip says, show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied. And then Jesus says to him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father? Didn't you get it yet, Philip? When you look at me, you're seeing a reflection of the Father. I and the Father are one. They tell us there was a little boy that was drawing, sitting in class drawing. He had such a serious look on his face, the teacher had to ask him what that was all about. What are you drawing, Johnny? Drawing a picture of God. He said, oh, nobody knows what God looks like. And he said, they will when I get done. I wonder if he was so serious. Turn with me to Psalm 23. And I think this is a good way to end our series of talks, our time together. Psalm 23. We started with the Lord my shepherd. We're going to end with that again this morning. Now, we're living in days of multiple translations. It's hard to get everybody to recite together or read together, but let's try it, okay? Singing with the King James Version this morning, and I think that many of you have that memorized in that version from that translation. So let's read together or recite together Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
Praise God.
Now, all of the names of Jehovah that we have looked at, you'll find right there in Psalm 23. I'm going to go through that with you, so look at the psalm again. The Lord is my shepherd, Jehovah Roi, the Lord my shepherd. I shall not want or lack. That's Jehovah Jireh, the Lord my provider. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. That's Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. He restoreth my soul. That's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord my healer. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Jehovah Sitkanu. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me presence of my enemies, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner, our victory. Thou anointest my head with oil. Well, they tell me that's Jehovah Makadish, Makadish. I don't know how to pronounce that. It has an M, an apostrophe, and then Kadish. That's the Lord who sanctifies us. Anointest my head with oil. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I like that. Finding it all in Psalm 23. Praise God. We find it all in Jesus. Around the fall, we have a chandelier hanging in our dining room. We have there all year round. But around the fall, it just seems the way the sun positions itself, the light shines through our window, and it shines through the crystals in the chandelier, and then we see all the little rainbows all over the living room wall. We get excited when we see it. And we look for that every year. Look at the rainbows. Sort of like a prism. You know, when the light shines through that prism, it's divided into the different hues that make up that light. And that's Jesus. It's God. It's shining through Christ. We see these different aspects of his character in Christ. We see the provider. We see the peace giver. We see the healer. We see our righteousness. And that's what Jesus said. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. You've seen all the beautiful colors and hues of my Heavenly Father shining from my life. And so it all comes back to Jesus. Every meeting, every talk we give, it seems to always come back to Jesus. He is our all and in all. All the fullness of the Godhead dwells in him bodily. We're complete in him. And so praise God. So we want to pray again that the Lord will open our eyes as we look at Jesus, that we'll see the face of our Heavenly Father and all his wonderful attributes. And as we own him and draw near to him, that he will be to us all that he has declared the Father to be in our lives. Praise God.
Let's pray. Thank you, dear Lord, for this day. You've given us another beautiful day, and it's beautiful because of your presence and your love that is manifested among us. And thank you. Thank you for the sun that's shining, and thank you for all your goodness and your mercy that follows today. Lord, we praise you. Our hearts are filled with gratitude for who you are and what you mean and all you've done. And we thank you for the kids that are going home today, and we want to pray that you'll bless them and continue your good work in their hearts and lives. Thank you for all you've done for all of us, and we want to walk on with you this day. We want to serve you in the Spirit. We want to know you better. And so we give ourselves to you this morning and thank you and praise your holy name. Amen. Amen. Amen.